Microphone on. Can anyone hear me? Can you hear me?
Plug in somewhere.
Hold on.
Oh, here, I got you.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Wombology with your hostess, with the mostest, William and Brian Crambino. Brian, step it away. Adam's also here, but he's on the phone. Adam, I'm going to have to hang up on you, okay?
Hey, it's Adam Bramson, and it's Wombology.
Badinga. Badinga, baby.
Badinga.
Adam, turn us on, okay?
Yo, how do I plug this in?
What is it? 107?
104.9.
All right. I'll call in a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know how to do this.
Here.
I'm struggling. I've been just pushing into random holes and it's not doing anything.
That's so sick.
Yo, wait, do you have my headphones on?
No.
I'm not in the zone. Like, I'm not in the area. I can't call. I can't hear it.
Okay.
Well, you're listening to it right now anyways.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna see you later, okay, Adam?
Wait, you guys recording?
Yeah, we're trying to. Guys, we're struggling a little bit with this whole technology thing. Adam, can you help us out a little bit?
Where do we plug the headphones in?
You don't need the headphones. Just make sure the microphone works.
Doesn't work for me if I don't have headphones.
All right, you can have my headphones. I don't care.
I mean, it's just.
Just make sure that your headphones work.
You know.
Just make sure your headphones work.
Yeah, they work.
No, your microphone.
I'm also so close to running out of gas. 8 minutes away, boys.
Hey.
All right. Wait. Adam, we wish you luck.
All right.
I wish you guys luck.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And we're live.
Hey, can you hear yourself, Brian?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
All right, well, turn the blue mic on.
Oh, now I can hear myself really well.
Hey. It is your home boy. Well. And I guess we're right back where we started. We're here at school. What the heck about it? What are we doing?
Can you turn it down? It's like really loud in the headphones.
I think that's just because I'm talking loud.
That's better. Yeah.
Okay, everybody. How was your break, Bri?
It was good. I didn't really do anything. I just worked.
Neither did I.
I worked the whole time.
Oh, I didn't.
What'd you do? You got a bunch of massages, right?
Yeah, I got a couple of massages. I skied a bunch.
What do you mean by skiing?
Yo, I was doing like all these like crazy drugs. Like it was crazy. No, I was actually skiing. The powder. I'm kidding. I was skiing white powder. Actually, it was snow.
Out in Jackson Hole.
In Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Did you know? You want to know a fun fact? Actually, that I know. You know what Jackson Hole is named after?
Jackson.
Yeah.
And good, it was good his guess. Hole.
Yeah, because it looks like a butt.
No.
Like the mountain looks like a butt. Yeah.
No, the Tetons.
Oh, no, it's Crested about. Butte. Crested Butte is the one that they thought it looked like a butt, so they named it that.
I don't know what's up with explorers being really, really horny, so they name mountains after sexual parts, except the Tetons, Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
What is that, like boobs?
El Tetons in that? French. I think it means... Yeah, so.
I mean, think about it, though. Imagine you're, like, an explorer and, like,
and
you're
you haven't seen a woman for
dudes.
2 years.
700 days.
Yep, and so you see a mountain and you're like, oh, yeah.
That really does it for me, dude.
That's really, really nice.
That Crested Butte, brother.
Dude, that Teton is, like, so freaking big. It's Beavis. Crazy.
Hi, Beavis.
Hey, Beavis.
Hey. Man, we should have Adam calling.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone is listening right now? I bet no one is listening to this.
So what?
No, I know. I'm just saying.
I think about this as therapy for me. You know, I get to talk, and you're my therapist.
I am?
So ask me a question.
Okay. What is your most important career accomplishment?
Are you going to interview me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, this is a segment that we like to call the job interview. Now, we're seniors in college, which means we're going to be going into the workforce pretty dang soon, which means one thing. Interview practice. Now, in this segment, we are going to be interviewing each other. All right, Brian.
It's not as scary as it seems, guys. You can crush the interview process if you just practice.
All right, let me get into character. I'm a nervous wreck. I just came off of two interviews that I bombed, and now I'm in my third and final interview. Luckily, this is the place I want to work at the most, but my self-confidence is at an all-time low. So, here we go. My name is Daryl. Your name is Brian.
Hey, Daryl.
Hello, Brian.
Tell me about yourself, Daryl.
Well, I, you know, went to Lafayette College. I played hockey there. It was really nice. I was a double major, so.
Ooh, in what?
Oh, film and media and government and law were my two majors.
Well, you know that this is an accounting job. And accounting, you need to have an accounting major.
Oh, well, this is the thing. Accounting was my minor. But I didn't. It was actually gender studies, except accounting and film are very similar.
What is your... Oh, God. Who just Snapchatted you?
Adam Bramson. He definitely ran out of gas.
Oh, no. He didn't Snapchat me. What a jerk.
He's 4 minutes away.
Oh, wow. Wait, what? I thought he wasn't coming.
No, he's 4 minutes till a gas station.
Oh. Why do you want to work here? In the accounting firm that I own.
It's my firm. It's called Brian's firm.
It's called Brian's Accounting Numbers.
Well... Brian's Accounting Numbers has been on my radar for a while now. I really like the way that you guys treat your employees. You know, the benefits don't hurt too much, am I right? And, you know, I think that the way that you guys run things around here, I've heard that it's a really, really welcoming environment. And, you know, I've actually struggled with being welcomed before. I moved around a lot.
Yeah, I could see that.
I moved around a lot as a kid. My dad was in the military, and he actually was stationed in all these different ports. I was in California.
Where?
I was in Washington. I was in Florida. I was in North Carolina. I was in South Carolina. I was in New York. I was in New Jersey. I was in Chicago. I was in Nevada. I was in
Oregon. Nevada? There's no ocean in Nevada.
Yeah, but it was the desert ocean. It was one of those ocean optical illusions, elliptics. Where you look at the sand and it looks like water. Anyway,
so Oasis.
I was stationed in Texas.
That's what it is.
I was stationed in Louisiana. I was stationed in Maine. So that's about 20 different places. So every single 6 months I would move, and I never really found my group.
I could see that. Yeah,
I always felt that I was better than everyone because. I kind of am better than everyone. Everyone always comes up to me and they're like, well, what are you doing that makes you the way you are? And I say, well, I wake up, I drink coffee, and then I work out. And then I eat food. Not before.
What's your greatest weakness, Daryl?
Well, As I was saying before, being welcomed into groups wasn't a really strong suit of me. And that makes my diet very interesting.
Tell me about your diet, Daryl.
Well, I eat a banana at 2 p.m. And that's the first food I ever eat. That's the first food I eat is a banana at 2 p.m. I can't believe we're doing this.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I fast. I do intermittent fasting. So I wake up and I don't eat anything for the first 5 hours.
What time do you wake up?
8 o'clock. But I go to bed at 8 o'clock, so I actually get 12 hours of sleep.
Wow. I can tell. You're pretty you're pretty up there right now.
Huh? No! Yeah, so... I do that. I wake up. You can only drink black coffee or tea or water. I mean, it's really, really up to you, except you can't have any calories or sugar. So sparkling water, water, tea, black coffee. But then at 2 o'clock, then you can eat your banana or apple. It's either any fruit. And then you have to wait another 2 hours. But the fruit fills you up. You'd be surprised. So you eat the fruit. This is actually Keno Body. This is what he does.
Who?
Keno Body.
Who's that? Brian Peppers.
Brian Peppers. No, Keno Body is Greg. He runs a thing. Look him up.
Greg?
Greg from Keno Body. He is a god. He is one of the most attractive men I've ever laid my eyes on. And he runs Keno Body. I'm sure you've seen one of his videos. But I eat my banana, and then I wait. This is actually the first that I did this today, and I just ate food for the first
Holy time. Wow.
Yeah.
He's so good looking.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's hard. Brian, can we get back to the interview?
Hold on a second.
I don't feel comfortable if my boss is really into Greg from Keno Body.
Velveeta cheese.
Velveeta cheese.
It's the gooeyest, creamiest. All right. Yeah. He's really,
Yeah, so I
eat. What's your greatest strength?
Okay. My greatest strength, I would say, is. When to properly use silences.
Interesting. You know that this is a public relations firm, so that would not be the best time to bring silence.
Well,
if you were interacting with a client, per se, and the client requested a write-up on your new accounting methods, per se.
Yeah.
How would you approach this topic, per se?
Well, I
What's your greatest weakness?
No, stop. I want the first question.
No.
Can I get the second question?
No, you get both.
Okay. So my greatest weakness would be not knowing the answer to the first question.
Tell me something that's about you that's not on your resume.
I get so drunk on the weekends. It's bad. I literally block out. And my girlfriends are like, no, don't. And I'm like...
Tequila number one, tequila number two.
Yeah, and then I'm basically an absolute slob at home. I leave my clothes everywhere, and I'm so naughty. You know, I'm so naughty.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Hey, someone tune in. Put in the NARMY.
Yeah,
this is actually gold.
Is it? Oh, does it save this?
Yeah.
I hope so. I'd like to listen to this one because it's so bad.
Hey, we got Adam on the phone. Did you make it to the gas station?
I made it to the gas station.
We made it to the gas station. Yay.
Good for you, Adam.
Yay, gasoline.
So,
yeah.
Adam, can you hear me?
I only have 30 minutes to get to school, and I'll be there right when the episode finishes, which is great.
All right, that's perfect. You are listening to WJRH. Adam, say it.
104.7. 104.9.
FM, Lafayette College.
Radio, FM, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Wimpology with host Will Murdoch, Brian Menino, and on the phone, Adam Bramson.
No, right. It's actually not Adam Bramson. It's just one of those deep fakes, bro.
Dude, this isn't Adam. Oh, this is a fake number. What the heck? Hang up on this guy.
I just hung up on him. It's the Communist Party of China calling.
Did you? No,
just kidding.
Put in the NARTME?
No, but I posted a story of when you were looking like, you know, kind of strange.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Christian Park wants a shout out. No.
When did he say that?
No more free shout outs.
Ask him what we're talking about. See if he's listening. If he's listening, man. We'll give him a shout out.
Oh, man. Adam with a downer text.
Oh, yeah. We gotta get on a serious note. We gotta give a quick moment for Kobe.
That's really sad.
It's really sad. So, RIP Mamba. RIP Mamba. I'm wearing a headband.
On another note, Christian Park is listening.
Is he really? Yes. What is he? What are we talking about? Does he know?
I don't know. Let's talk bad about him.
Christian Park. He's like, I don't know. Like, he's like really buff and everything, but like,
it's like weird, you know?
It's like weird.
Like, yeah, it's like he makes me uncomfortable.
Like, are you like full of goo or something? Like, what are you full of?
You fill up glue, dude? What are you stuffed with glue, huh?
He's probably so full of glue.
Yeah. I just want to squeeze him and pop him and get all that glue out.
He's like a little pimple. I just want to take all this pus and just want to squeeze it all over my body. Is this okay for the radio?
I don't know. Yeah. This is... It does say avoid cursing.
Oh.
But not no cursing. Let's curse at Christian Park.
But...
Oh, you guys, so we just used the wash button, and it erased the last 10 seconds of time.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to use it again. Christian, you're a...
nice young gentleman.
Oh, we just did a remix on y'all. You go crazy.
Remember, you know, he can make his boobs like...
Bum, 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 bum.
Pecs. His pecs can go like...
Yeah, it's cool.
What's your greatest career accomplishment, Daryl?
I mean, getting this resume together was really, really hard. I worked my tail off. I had to write all these words. I mean, my resume is like 4,000 words minus like 2,500 plus.
Why are you leaving your current employer?
Well, Lafayette College has done me great as an employer, and I really like the way that... Lafayette has done a good job.
Please elaborate. Daryl.
Cultivating my well-being and my sister. But at some point you gotta cut
your sister?
Cut the baby from the cradle.
You have a sister, Daryl? Does she look like you?
She looks like Greg from Kino Body.
Oh, Greg from Kino Body.
7:26. We're 17 minutes in. Let's play a song.
Is cereal soup? Shut up, Siri. No. Not you, Siri.
Oh my god, it actually just heard that. Sometimes we're not sure where to ask people on the street.
Wait, I have another question. Yeah. This one's a good one. What is the sexiest name? And what is the least sexiest name?
I think the sexiest name is Rhonda. The least sexiest name? Valerie. Or Mia. Yeah, Mia's gross. No, Valerie is actually one of the sexiest names I've ever heard. Sounds like Velvet, but it's better because it's Valerie. Can we play a song?
What's the weirdest smell you have ever smelled? Oh, I just got a thank you note from my former employer. Lenina, you're the man, dude. Thanks. Peace out.
We have to figure out what we're doing for spring break.
What's up? Sorry. Dude, I'm a rowdy legend, bro. Let me tell you about my weekend.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So I rushed two different frats, and they both gave me bids. And I played some BP with some of the boys, and like this old alumna was there, and like we just crushed beers, dude. Crushed.
How old was the alum?
He's probably like 23 or 24.
Dude.
And then we just like decided, we were like, dude, this guy's pretty chill. Let's just pledge him. And like I was pledged. And then like they just gave me another bid.
So you got three bids from two frats in one weekend.
Yeah, bro. It was pretty rowdy. Freaking love college, bro.
Yeah, my college experience is a little different. I walk into my freshman dorm, poop everywhere.
Like poop, like gun girl. You know gun girl?
No.
The girl that like, I think she's like super conservative, and she like, there's like a...
She's pooped herself.
Yeah, there's a picture. Everybody that's listening,
You should look it up because it is so much poop. It is insane. I think she fell asleep at a party or something, and like she pooped, but she was laying face down and she pooped and it was just like resting on her body. And now she goes around interviewing people about like conservative topics. She's like a troll. It's hilarious. And she like brought a gun to graduation because like she likes gun rights or something. I think Wes would be a big fan of her.
Dude, poop, guns, girls.
For sure, brother. F-150s. Huh. Engines.
So wait, boats. Hold on. Can I do this bit where I talk about... Yeah, my first day of school went a little different.
Yeah, bro, for sure, brother.
I rushed two frats.
Neither of them gave me a bid.
Both of them gave me bids. But they gave me a bid only to tell me that 3 months in, I was the joke of the frat. That everyone was in on the joke except for me. It was kind of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation except for me. So, I basically got two bids from two fraternities. I actually rushed eight. I got two.
I got all three when I rushed. Just so you know.
Yo, do you have the jewel?
Nah, bro. Continue your story.
I'm kidding. We're not vaping.
No, we don't do that. You have to talk.
This is a segment we like to call the new virus that's in America. What are we going to do about it? Hey, there's a new virus in America. What are we going to do about it? Well, there's a couple things that we could do. Find a cure. We can find a cure. That's one.
Wow, that's idealist.
Yo, that's a sick, sick comment. We could also do another thing. We could kill the people that have it. We could manifest their bodies. I don't know. I'm a little tired right now. I didn't get a ton of sleep today.
Yeah, we were really cooking for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, we had a good 2 minutes where we were absolutely shredding it.
Let's play a song.
Yeah.
Wait. You want to plug your...
I don't know if I can. Oh, wait, can I plug my phone in?
No, I'm saying, like, you should plug it, like, promote it.
Oh, yeah. So, Willy Klaus, this new German DJ, I don't know.
He's underground German DJ hailing from the Drammenstein province.
Yeah, I don't really know a ton about him. I just know that he makes really,
plays at the hottest clubs.
Yeah, I just know he makes really, really good tracks.
And he has this short person. I think that's the proper term for them now. And he brings them up on stage and like lets them like mix around with the plates on the spinning thing.
It's like kind of like Stevie Aoki, how he throws a cake off the stage.
But it's just a person.
It's a mini person.
If you've never been to one of his shows, you have to.
You have to go. They so have good live. Everything. Midgets.
Live music.
Live music. Turtlenecks.
All of the strobe lights you could ever imagine ever. It's ever. Like an epileptic nightmare. It's the hottest new artist.
Okay, it's the hottest new artist. He only does advertisements toward people with epilepsy just for the irony. He's so funny.
It's so funny, dude. You gotta go see him live.
So his name's Willy Klaus, and he's about to drop a new single, and it's called Boneyard. And let me tell you, it's a freaking slapper.
Yeah, it's good. I listen to it right before I go to bed, and I just get so excited to go to sleep.
Yeah,
it just fires me up.
I do it when I wake up, and it makes me so excited for to be woken up. So I just don't even sleep, just so I can wake up earlier.
When I listen to this music, I like look at mountains. I'm like, Tetons, crusty view.
Let's play a song. Robo DJ. Which one is the? Okay, so that's a Robo DJ.
Yo, let's just put on the... Yeah, have you guys heard of this new DJ? His
Aux
name is
one.
The Robo DJ.
Hold on. We can't do Robo DJ. We have to do...
Wait, you should play your song, right? Or no?
Computer. Okay. This is a song that I actually really like. I've been listening to it lately. It's called Buttercup.
Hmm.
Bye!
Is it explicit?
How was that?
Wait, you gotta turn the mics on.
I did.
Oh, sweet.
Wow, that was a great song. That was DJ Villy Klaus.
No, it's Jack Stauber. It's called Buttercup.
Oh.
But Villy Klaus will come.
Yeah? What's he doing?
He's bringing down the house with the boneyard.
We should call Adam.
Why?
And, like, have him on the show.
Adam Close?
Bramston. I know. Sure. Wait, is it Bramston or Bramston?
Bramson.
Really?
Yeah, B-R-A-M-S-O-N.
Oops.
Oops.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. This new filter on my eyelids are crazy.
Yeah, that's my... Want to hear my app idea?
Yeah.
They're contact lenses, but they're just Instagram filters.
Yo, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, and like everybody has like the glitter sparkle.
Oh, it's so cool. So
everyone just looks super cute and artsy all the time.
You're so cute. Good night, Andrew.
Good night, Andrew.
You're so cute. Good night, Andrew.
I wonder what Andrew is doing right now.
He's probably being a little naughty boy. He's watching movies.
He's probably watching National Treasure 2, baking cookies and eating them with milk for dinner.
He actually did that.
I know.
So cute. Good night, Andrew.
Good night, Andrew. Good night, Andrew, my sweet prince, Andrew.
Electrify my heart. The day goes by pretty slow.
You ever listen to Joe Rogan?
No, not really. Sometimes I watch YouTube clips of his
Yeah. show.
Why?
I want to be him.
He's really, really talented.
He's really good at what he does.
He's made a life for himself in like three different professions.
Yeah. Comedy.
MMA.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Pod. Wait, is my... Oh, yeah, I'm on.
Podcast.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Want to do Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mount Rushmore of names.
No.
Mount Rushmore of months.
Of the best.
And we each pick
of four
six.
Russian people you know.
Okay. You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, I need some time to think. I don't know how many Russian people I know. Привет. Пинча. Those are two Russian
words. Vladimir Putin.
You know him?
Yeah.
Personally?
No, not personally.
Yeah, I'm always curious, like, what is he like?
What do you think, he's really short.
What do you think Vladimir Putin does in his free time, aside from conquering Crimea and reuniting the Soviet Union?
He rides horses.
With his shirt off.
Yeah. He also plays hockey.
Greg from Kino
Not very well.
Body.
They, like, let him in the game one time. He was in a hockey game, like a charity hockey game or something, and with, like, professional hockey players, and he scored, like, 12 goals because no one, like, no one dared touch the puck when he had it.
That was, like, Kim Jong-un when he played golf, and they reported that every single hole he got a hole-in-one. That's so funny.
I got an 18. What'd you shoot? 18.
I shot an 18. Trebek. Your mother.
Electrify my heart. What are we doing?
Yeah, we really... Oh, Russian people that we know.
Oh, yeah, Russian people we know. Do you know any Russian people?
I have a friend that's from the Ukraine.
Okay.
That's actually, you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say the Ukraine. He told me that that's offensive.
The Ukraine?
Because I guess that's what they referred to it as during the Soviet Union when it was conquered by Russia.
Oh, jeez.
But I do it just to mess with him.
Oh.
His name is Alex.
Barkov.
Tomko.
Oh, close.
His name is Alexei Vladimir.
Oh, what's the guy from Call of Duty?
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Yeah.
No, not that guy.
Khabib.
No, Khabib is the UFC guy.
I know.
Khabib.
He's nice. But he's not very nice.
He's not nice. He beats up men for a living.
I think he probably beats up men, like, not for a living, too.
He just beats everybody up.
I don't like that at all.
That'd be so cool if you could do that, if you just beat everybody up.
Yeah, literally, can you imagine being, like, the heavyweight champion of the world? Like, you're like, I can walk into anywhere and beat literally anyone. Show me anybody, and I can beat them up.
Even a tiger.
On the earth.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They probably could take on a tiger.
Imagine being the best in the world at something. You think you're the best in the world at anything?
Yeah.
Like what?
Being 21 and having the name Will Murdoch.
Ooh. You know, I think I might be the only Brian Lenino in the entire world.
Really?
Because Brian is like an Irish name, and Lenino is like an Italian name. And I'm pretty sure back in the day, they didn't really like each other very much.
Oh, yeah. So you're kind of the son of Romeo and Juliet if they didn't kill themselves.
I'm not following.
Romeo and Juliet killed themselves.
Yeah, no, I got that part, but how would me being the only Brian Lenino in the world equate to that?
You ever had Big CD?
I love Big CD. With Velveeta cheese.
The creamiest.
Mm.
The gooeyest.
I think I'm the best in the world at doing whatever I want whenever I want to do it.
Totally not.
That's not true. I don't actually get to do that ever. Yeah. I rarely. I'm trying to think.
If you did whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted, I'd be at all jail. Times, you'd be in jail, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you'd be dead.
That would be cool, though.
For like 20 minutes, then you die.
Hmm.
Thoughts are a weird gig.
What do you want to, what do we want to talk about here? Should you think anyone's listening?
Do you want to get deep?
Yeah, let's have a, when I have a normal conversation.
Yeah.
Philosophy. What do you think about memories? I was thinking about that today. I had a really weird, you ever just think about it's a strange
world we live in
thing to think about having memories. Right?
That, this right now, is now a memory.
Yeah, I know. It kind of sucks to think about.
It does. It makes it hard.
It's like, wow, that happened yesterday.
And will never happen again.
Crazy, right? Maybe it'll happen again, but not in the same way.
Not in the same way. Every moment.
I have some weird philosophical thoughts sometimes.
Let's talk about it. It makes sense to bring them out on paper because then you can see when they're working in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And they go unnoticed.
I think about how does everyone get to where they are? If that makes sense. Like,
elaborate. Think about it.
Like, how old is the Earth?
Oh, like
6 billion years. And there's 6 billion people. And it's like, well, their parents had them, and their parents' parents had their parents all the way down the line for 6 billion years.
6 billion years is so long.
That's crazy.
But time is relative.
Yeah, time is crazy.
Time is crazy. Sometimes if you get really, really stoned, at least with me, if I got really, really stoned, and like, it was actually really, really scary.
I don't know if you can talk about that on...
Okay. I would get really, really in my thoughts. Not in my thoughts. I would get deep. And everything would turn into freeze frames.
Hmm.
It was weird.
It's
like lag. It was like there was lag.
You know, like, I only know this from listening to Joe Rogan, but psychedelics. What is it? DMT?
Yeah.
Apparently, you just, are teleported into, a different world.
And the thing about that is that there is no way of,
recording it.
And also no way of knowing how your trip is going to go. Like, LSD or whatever, you can, have a really nice environment, and you can try to control aspects that'll make your trip really good. With DMT, it's almost just like a crapshoot, and you have no idea. It could be you could like find a mystical warrior that'll bring you through paradise, or you could like literally, Ryan Parrish was telling me that his friend did it, and he basically was like in a white room and himself was like sitting in a chair right in front of him and just took out a gun and shot himself. And then like police came and sirens came, and it was just in this white room, and he saw himself kill himself.
Damn.
Yeah.
That would not be
fun
at all. Well, when I heard about it, the way Joe Rogan talks about it sounds insane. He's like, there are people that like have experiences where they get like, they're woken up on like an alien ship and they're like getting operated on by like aliens. Imagine that.
And then you have to come back to reality being like, this is probably constructed by aliens right now.
That's what like people think about it, is that it's like your pineal gland.
Yep.
Which like, I think, what is it?
Connects you to the higher.
Is that Hindu?
It's what happens when you die.
It's Hindu.
They had
like a really, a lot of old religions have like a strong connection to the
pineal gland
or whatever, because I guess they would take a lot of psychedelic drugs and like see some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I listened to this one guy talk about mushrooms. And there's like a bunch of studies that show how they're like, they help your brain grow. Have you heard about this?
So it's like, what if you have a bad trip? Then does your brain grow negatively?
No, it has nothing to do with like actually, like nothing to do with the psychedelic part at all. It's just like the concept that when you eat them, your brain like regenerates parts of like dead cells. And he was talking about, he's like, think about this, because this goes back to like, how does everyone get where they are?
Yeah.
Think about this.
There's a bunch of ape theory.
There's a bunch of apes walking around looking for food. They're just like walking, and there's just like some mushrooms on the ground. They just eat them, trip crazy for like 6 hours, walk around a little bit more, find some food. But like they did this for like 10,000 years, and then like the brain just like grew and grew and grew and grew.
It's the frontal lobe.
And then now like here we are, talking into microphones. Crazy stuff, bro.
So weird.
Microphones. What a concept.
Recording is a weird thing. We talk about that in film a lot, but like the urge to capture and forever something, make something into a capsule where it'll just last forever.
Making an image into a physical item
that can be replayed. Like memories cannot be replayed. They can only be like replayed in the mind. But like physical film can be replayed. Yeah. What else?
I'm trying to think. What other deep things I've been thinking about?
Oh, I think about this. So I don't really like... smoking is a weird gig with me. Why?
Live radio.
Okay. We'll code word it. No, we won't.
No.
All right, fine. We won't.
No. We just wouldn't talk about that.
Why?
Because we're on live radio.
Okay, fine. Fine. Electrify mine.
You know what else is interesting?
What?
Things that grow.
From the sun. Everything is literally heat.
Crazy.
Everything in our entire, I mean, thermodynamics.
Yeah,
energy,
I wish
energy is not created nor
captured.
Destroyed. Wait, is it just there?
Is it captured? I don't remember.
No, it's not created nor destroyed.
Yeah, that's crazy. So where does it come from? The Big Bang or something?
But, I mean, it was with the Big Bang before.
There was, you know what's really crazy? Is that space is infinite. You ever listen to like Neil deGrasse Tyson's?
I don't know if I buy that. It could be like it could be like Earth. It could just be a massive sphere.
Yeah, but then what else?
Like you just keep going and then you do a circle.
Oh.
But like a freaking massive, sir.
So, like, you think that if you just keep going forever, you'll end up in the same spot you started?
Yeah. That's what I think.
That would be wild.
It's like, I mean, everything...
Is a sphere?
Is a sphere in our world.
That's what's crazy.
Everything
is the Earth sphere. Is like a... It's a perfect circle, right?
Sphere.
Well, yeah, but it's a circle.
Circle is two-dimensional.
Okay, whatever.
Yep.
Space.
And same with planets.
Space is like too much for me.
You want to know what I have a hypothesis?
Yeah. What?
Life. So, like, if you look at every planet, they're in different stages of trying to harness life. This is what I think. Mercury, whatever, billions and billions of years ago, was Earth when the sun was still growing.
When it was smaller.
Yeah, when the sun was smaller, because it was the perfect temperature or whatever for life to have there. Then Venus became Earth. Now we're on stage three, where Earth is Earth. Now, what's the one after that? Mars. So Mars is slowly transitioning.
Wait, Mars is cold, right?
Once the sun gets hotter. Wait.
I feel like Mars is hot.
Uh-oh, that messes up my hypothesis.
I'm pretty sure they had, I don't know. I don't really know that much, to be honest.
But, like, I feel like gaseous state, like, gas planets.
I think I disagree.
Gas planets are slowly solidifying. Saturn.
I used to think that because if the universe is infinite, that means that there has to be people out there.
100%.
But I don't think so.
You don't think there's any other life?
I'm starting to buy it more.
That there's no other life?
Maybe. I mean, like, the thing about UFOs is weird, but, like, I mean, think about, like, all of the stuff that has to happen. It just, like, doesn't make sense how, like, life is just formed out of nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, there's obviously a life force. There is something, some force that is just, like, I feel like it's, like, an equation that's built into our entire world. Not world. Solar system. Galaxy.
Universe.
There's an entire formula that is just like, all right, we're going to place this in. And that means that there is a force driving life to be made. Because no matter where you go, even the most extreme conditions, I mean, life might not flourish, but it tries to wherever it goes. I mean, like, that's literally the entire point. That's a bold thing.
I feel like the entire point of everything is, like, create things. You know what I mean? Because it's like everybody, like, you're supposed to have kids and stuff. And, like,
you're not supposed to have kids.
Really?
I don't think so.
Well, why does it? Why is everybody?
I think the universe.
Why is everybody so horny all the time?
I think the point of the universe is.
I bet there's universe no point. What do you think about that?
I actually can believe that.
That there's just no point at all.
It's just a game.
It's not even a game. It's just there. Want to hear something crazy that I learned a week ago?
But I'm talking about the point of life.
I don't think there's a point.
I think the point of life is to develop into a place, to a point where... Because we are... I mean, you need to have a certain ideology or whatever that... Like, when you... Like, we're all made of just heat, right? We're just different manifestations. Well, water is... Is water somehow heat?
Water is hydrogen and then two oxygen atoms each. Wait, no. Maybe it's two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom. I don't know. H2O.
So two hydrogen, one oxygen. But I feel like we're all, like...
That's crazy stuff.
We're all made of the same... Everyone is made from chemicals.
That's what's like, that's wild. Wild shiz.
You know what's going to be cool? The point of the universe is for it to discover that it is itself, to be self-aware, like the entire universe to become self-aware of itself.
Well, like that's like the brain. The brain is crazy.
Yeah.
The brain is its like own universe. What about that? You ever think about that?
Yeah.
You ever watch Life, Love, Death, and Robots?
No.
That's a good show. Or like Black Mirror. Dude, yeah. We should go back and watch that show.
Black Mirror?
No. Love, Death, and Robots. I'll show you some really good ones.
Okay.
It's just like all about like weird things that are like crazy to think about, and they just make it into a TV show.
That's cool.
You know, it's gonna be cool when they make a camera that can take pictures of like individual atoms. I think that's gonna be sweet. Think about that. So like, I could point the camera at you, and like it'll just break it down and like show me all the atoms in your body.
I think enlightened people are like, I don't know.
What do you mean by enlightened?
Like they are enlightened. I mean, I don't want to, you can't really pin down because like some of them, a lot of them, I guess, go through meditation into enlightenment. I mean, all of them do. You don't just, it takes a lot of work.
Whoa, wait, that's not, this is, there's no way this could be real.
What?
Yeah, that's not real. It's like a stick figure drawing. Dude, that stuff's crazy. What if, I don't know, I don't buy it. I don't buy any of it.
Don't buy any of what?
Like atoms. Like, think about that. Like, atoms. It's so crazy. And that everything is made up of atoms.
And that people have been having these thoughts for thousands and thousands of years. Plato was the first one that I think he was like, he came up with the term atom because atom, I think, means like, small. I forget what it means.
Wait, here's something funny.
What?
Totally unrelated, but like kind of related.
What?
So when were you there when Stone was at Dahl?
Yeah.
So Adam walked by. Yeah. He's like, Adam close. And then when he started walking away, he's like, Adam far away. So funny. You think Stone is enlightened?
I think he's one of the farthest people from enlightenment, actually. Believe it or not.
What if he's like the second coming of Jesus?
The Messiah?
Yeah. Trap Messiah.
It's amazing.
Is it? Dude, I would watch it.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't.
Yeah, I just finished it with my dad. It is amazing.
What else do you want to talk about? I'm trying to think of some interesting things. Oh, want to hear something interesting?
Do you think if you inhale smoke, that heat of the combustion goes into your body, right? Where does the heat go?
Disperses somewhere.
So your body temp, your maybe your solar plexus starts becoming under stress. What do you think about the devil?
I don't know. What do you mean? Do I think it's real?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different ways of... Yeah. I mean, the devil is like God, but the opposite. Like, there's so many different ways of conceptualizing it.
Well, it's like devil's just bad things in life.
But God isn't good things. God is all things.
Yeah, so then how does that explain bad things? The devil.
I don't know.
Right? Isn't that like the...
The devil is like what brings you away from
goodness.
Presence. And presence is good.
It's like all of... I think...
Presence is pure.
I don't know. I think like there's a lot of things that aren't good for you, but I don't think it matters. Like, I think you should be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody else.
Then you're not doing whatever you want whenever you want.
No, I'm saying like, why is it that, I'm trying to think of like a good analogy here. It's like, you know, like if you're doing like hardcore drugs or something.
Yeah.
And like, it's going to kill you. Like, yeah, that's your decision. You know what I mean? Some people enjoy things that are bad for them very much.
Yeah, it's very true.
Sometimes more than things that are like, there's a lot of things that are really bad for you that are really cool.
Like what?
Like boxing. You know what I mean?
Like, boxing is sick. Like, they just beat the crap out of each other. But, like, they love it. They love doing it. And it's, like, an ancient sport. And, like, they've just done it forever. It's, like, the most simple thing. You're just, like, two people using their extremities to injure the other one.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's like, yo, bro, I have this good idea for a new sport. Let's just close our fists and then just punch each other in the face until one of us goes down and is knocked out.
I don't know.
Where do you think we go from here? In terms of the future. Not in terms of this episode.
In terms of what?
The future.
Oh.
Timmy said something today that I started thinking about it. He was like, yeah, like this Easton will be a really, really cool city in like 100 years. And I was like, I wonder what it's going to, like, the world's going to be like in 100 years.
I think it's going to be very close to being done.
Yeah, me too.
Because we're going to kill it.
Which sucks. I think about. Imagine that.
But that's the thing about life.
Well, it's going to go eventually. But it's like, it's so terrible to think about, like, we're just destroying everything. Like, that's,
but like, history is like, you can't rewrite history, and I think that history was supposed to have, like, humans have the inherent, I don't know.
Natural instinct?
The natural instinct to keep progressing. Make life easier, keep progressing forward. And with that, the discovery of cars, not necessarily a car, but...
You mean the invention of cars?
The invention of, like, things to make life easier will definitely speed up the process of hurting the earth, I think.
By a lot. I think it has.
Because
it's really
the more
cool
you rely on
about.
Materials.
You know what's cool to think about?
What?
I took this class, political theory, and it totally, like, a lot of it was, like, political theory, but some of it was just, like, life theory. And it was like, we read like Sigmund Freud. Dude, that stuff's like crazy to read about.
Dude, I think these people are so cool. Like really, really smart people who can articulate these thoughts into like actual. Like, because like we're talking right now and someone's listening and they're like, well, okay, I can kind of see what they're getting at. But to like actually be so articulate and smart that you can like put all of your thoughts into perfect articulation.
Into like a 500 page essay about why people make things, why people do the things they do. It was so interesting, dude. It was like, he's like, well, all humans live in a society, like some form of a society.
Right.
And then it's like, those societies, while they may all be different, they all have rules. And then that's what shapes you into, like, becoming what you are. So it's, like, the idea that everyone around you from, like, the day you're born shape, like, molds you into yourself. And, like, you have all these, like, human natural instincts. Like, I think he was the guy that he's, like, all babies at one point or another male babies want to have sex with their mom.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
That stuff's crazy. But then he's like, I mean, it's like things like that, like really taboo, like not cool socially things. Like, I forget who it was, some inventor in like the 1850s, Freud did like a study on him and he was like, yeah, he actually had like a really, really, really like taboo, like sexual urge. And like, it's the way that you like hide those things into like positives. And that's how like the whole entire world like functions. It's like you're very aware of like the negative parts of you. So you like do as much as you can to like hide them and like use, and then that, by doing that, like turns it into a positive thing. You see what I'm saying?
How does that turn it into a positive thing?
Because it's like okay, so if I'm really bad at reading.
Okay.
And I'm really embarrassed by it. It's like, I will work really hard at becoming a really good public speaker. And that, or like, okay, I'm trying to think of like a good way. So it's like inventors are really embarrassed by the fact that they are not, let's say, social. They're not cool, like cool.
Okay.
And so like they try really, really hard to be cool by building some really cool thing. And then that like
is a good thing.
Is a good thing because it helps like everyone well,
that's
else grow.
That's like anxiety in its healthy form.
Yeah.
It's like it drives you to be better.
Pretty interesting stuff. It's like I've like used that. I'm trying to think like, what are my taboo things? Like what are my negative parts of my personality? Or like of me as a person? And like I can't really think of them. You know what I mean? Like I can't really think of like you try to think about like the worst thing that you think about or like want to do all the time. And like you could never do it.
I have so many.
It's just like,
but I also have had a long history of intrusive thoughts.
Well, I think like I also think there's a lot of like you just don't know. You know what I mean? Like there are a lot of things that you want to do but you just don't necessarily know.
Because you have like an like almost like an automatic system of just like you, just that comes up blinders. And you're just like
yeah.
Out. Get it out.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about that.
I actually heard, I don't know if you ever heard of Ram Dass. He's like this guy who was like a Harvard professor. And then he wasn't named Ram Dass when he was a Harvard professor. He was like, you know, Michael something.
Michael Silverstein.
Yeah. And then he like got really into, he was during the 70s and he got really into the psychedelics. And he was doing so many psychedelics and he like got fired from Harvard and then he went to India and like became like enlightened basically.
Dude, and that's so what I'm saying he's like about psychedelics.
I mean they like drive you to like want to know more because like dude they like when you take psychedelics like if you're actually open to it you realize that like how many rules we have that are unsaid that like so many people are just like blindly following and they think that it's actually the way that the world works.
Like, and it's give me an example of one.
Like parents, let's say. Like the love you have for a child. That's like a thing that has been developed in the human brain. And if you become self-aware of it, then you're like, oh my gosh, my parents don't actually love me, basically. Like they've been like, they have been almost like mandatory. Like it's mandatory. But it's like, it's not like through... It's like how much of it was their decision to love you.
I think a lot because they came from like that's like the thing. It's like you were made. You know? That's what's like crazy about it. Like you were like created and like one part of them and one part of the other one and that like came together and made you. Pretty crazy.
Well, they made my body and my brain.
Yeah. So, but like,
did they make my soul? If you believe in souls.
Yeah, probably.
The eternal aspect of me that is never changing.
Yeah, that's where, like, the whole concept of souls kind of falters for me. Because it's like, well, where is your quote unquote soul before you're born? You know what I mean? Like,
it might be just
like not there.
It might be in an alien spaceship
getting operated on.
Yeah. In a different body. Like we are not our bodies, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so strange. I don't know how you could study that stuff, but like that should be like the number one funded research.
It's so taboo. And I don't know why. Like because it's almost like because when you start to like actually analyze like how many rules we have, the current system, the current social system, which is stable, becomes unstable. And so people of power that benefit from the current system that is like in place, they're like, well, if everyone starts questioning their reality, then they're going to realize that all the power I have is BS.
Yeah. But I think, is it worse to have a stable thing that sucks for a lot of people, but like only semi-sucks for a lot of other people? Or is it better to go through a period of instability to most likely just be in the same position anyways after? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's no way to make everybody happy. It's
history,
impossible.
History repeats itself. And there will be a new order, right? A new social order. But it's like just moving your marbles from one sack to another sack. Mm-hmm. It's not getting rid of any marbles.
But it's like try to make it better, but you can never...
But corruption will literally always come.
There's always like... It's always good to try to like to improve things, but like... There's never, I don't think it's possible to have like a perfect human coalition, because like we're just not good. Like humans are just bad. Not, yeah. Humans are just terrible, like people that just like are selfish and like are so good at looking at other people as like not human. That's like our best like skill.
But listen to this. I feel like there was like at the beginning of life, you almost like you pay like to have consciousness, you pay a price. So if you like this, right? Hear me out. Don't like, this might take a little bit.
Were you going to start talking about Lizzo?
No.
Oh.
I said, hear me out.
I thought you said Lizzo.
Listen, I was saying. Oh. So there is like consciousness begins, right? Where does it begin?
It's like when you're a baby, you don't remember any of that.
No. Hold on. I'm going evolutionary. Just don't interrupt me.
Okay.
Hear me out. It's like in order for life to happen, there is an inherent price to pay of absolute fear and struggle. So imagine being a very simple life form.
But like, are they afraid of things? You know what I mean? Can they even think about that? Like, is that even?
But their entire life, I'm thinking about like
single celled things, whatever.
No, I'm thinking more of things that have a conscious, that are conscious.
So like, would you consider animals?
Yes.
Do you think animals have a conscience, or do you think
they are conscious?
Yeah, but do you think they have like the idea of a conscience? So like,
it depends on how their brain is formatted, and I have no idea.
I think humans are like the only ones that have any real conscience.
Well, I think that we have the most developed, but I think that animals are so, their brains just don't have the development to actually understand and separate themselves from their urges. Does that make sense? So we can, like, us humans, we can have thoughts about thoughts, and we can be like, okay, wow, I'm really angry right now. And you can be really angry, but then you can also have another part of you that's like separate from the anger, that's like, I need to be less angry. Whereas like animals don't.
That's why like you go to the zoo and like you just watch a bunch of monkeys have sex with each other.
Yeah, because they don't have like any, like they're like, I'm horny. Because
they're just like, sex now.
Yeah, and that's how it goes. They're not like, all right, well, is what's happening with my brain right now? Like we actually have like an ability to somehow separate ourselves from our brain. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
So our brain can be doing things, and we can be not in agreement with them.
Well, it's like you know more than, like, you know what you're about your body, and other animals
don't.
Yeah,
you're, like, self-conscious.
Because, like, animals don't know that they have a brain, because they don't think about that stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy. wild.
But like, I think like the only reason that we're able to think about these things is because of our brain development, which is wild. Because of all the mushrooms. Yeah, I guess because of all the mushrooms.
What is the stoned ape
theory?
Yeah.
Basically that apes
smoked a bunch of weed and then became humans.
Yeah. Or ate mushrooms and
yeah, that's what I was talking
their
about.
Brain got bigger because they started realizing things and then they made more connections, so their brain got bigger and bigger until they became humans.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of apes just like they're just like sitting around, they're like, dude, do you ever like think about like like
dude, give me the Doritos right now.
Yeah, pass me those Cool Ranch, bro.
Dude, give me that eucalyptus right now. I'm so hungry, dude. It's crazy.
Man. Time travel. That would be freaking sweet. But also, I feel like it wouldn't be at all. It's never going to be possible.
I don't know about time.
Because it's not a real thing. You know what I mean?
I think time is similar to life force, believe it or not. Well,
wait, isn't it? If you can travel faster than the speed of light, doesn't that make you time traveling technically? Because you're moving faster than time is moving, right?
Does time move at the speed of light?
Well, it's like the idea that like light is traveling. And that's what you're seeing. But if you're traveling faster than what you're seeing... But
blind people experience time.
Yeah, but it's like a different way. You know, does that make sense? I'm trying to think of like how to explain it. It's like if I'm watching you.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how to explain this.
Yeah.
It's like one of those weird thoughts. So like if you're... But
can you imagine being like a Freud and you have one of those weird thoughts and then you're like able to like write 20 pages?
And then like have... And then propose and then like have a theory like a and do research?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So this is what I'm trying to do. I'll try to be like Freud. If you're traveling faster than light... So, okay. Light comes from the sun.
Okay.
And it's traveling. And all things are a reflection of light. Right? That's how you see things, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Everything is reflecting some color off of them, and that's how things get their like shape, and that's how you see them.
Okay.
So, if you're sitting there, and I'm traveling from somewhere else faster than the speed of light, so like I'm physically here, I'm physically in Pennsylvania, and you can see me, but then I move faster than the speed of light to Chicago, you are watching me simultaneously on one computer screen to another, like watching a video of me, of this spot that I'm going to travel from and then the spot I'm going to travel to. I would move faster than you would be able to know, like you would be able to see, because I'm moving faster than the light that's moving around you. You see what I'm saying? So it's like being like in two places at once, because I would get to Chicago at the same time that I left New Jersey. See what I'm saying? Does that start making a little bit more sense? Because you're moving so fast that you don't even realize that I'm not in New Jersey anymore and that I'm in Chicago. And you would see...
How's that time travel?
Because technically you're moving faster than time. Because light is time.
I think we need like a physics major in here.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Charlie Western, we call you to the podium.
But like, okay, you see what I'm saying? At least now, it's like time traveling forward. You can't. I don't know how you would be able to go backwards. I don't think that's possible. Because like,
I think you're just talking about moving really fast.
Yeah, but I feel like it would be. Okay, it's less of going into the future or going into the past, and it's more about like pausing time.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now you see what I'm saying? Because it's like I am technically in two places at once, even though I'm not. Because I'm moving faster than
what we can see and process.
There you go. I get it.
Bang.
It's 8:30.
All right, we'll end the episode.
I wonder if anyone was listening.
Well, I actually had a really nice time.
That was interesting.
Bye, everyone. We went a little late. Sorry about that.